Hey, future dietitians, welcome to Dietetics Next, a podcast made by dietetic students for dietetic students. I am your host, Allison Mataisi. In today's episode, we'll be getting a personal tour of what it is like to be a student in the Florida International University Dietetic Internship. We all have heard about the importance of the dietetic internship since being accepted into nutrition dietetics program. We are warned repeatedly by our professors about how hard it can be to secure an internship and how challenging it can be once we get into it. All those negative comments can cause us to stress before we even start the process. And sometimes we're so caught up in whether or not we will get in that we forget to think about what will actually happen once we get into internship and how amazing of a learning opportunity it will be. So on today's episode, we want to learn more about what it is actually like to be a dietetics intern. So who better to ask for advice than someone who just completed their internship? Today, we have here with us Amanda Miller. She is a graduate of Florida International University with a Master of Science in Dietetics and Nutrition. Amanda recently completed her dietetic internship here at FIU, which is one of the most sought-out internship programs in South Florida. She is currently focusing on preparing for the registration examination. Amanda is going to let us know what to expect from this whole process, how her experience was during internship, and tips she wished she knew going into the internship. Today's interviewers are Madeline Badamsis, Anna Domeneghi, and Audacia Khan. They are senior students here at FIU, and just like you, they are wondering what will happen during their dietetics internship. Again, this podcast was created by students for you, the students, to help on your journey to becoming a dietitian. Let's welcome today's team.
All right, so first of all, I want to thank you so much for being here, Amanda.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I was so excited to be doing this interview with you and to find out all the little secrets and everything that we went through on this interview. So let's get started. The first question that we want to ask you is, there's so many different options of internships out there. What made you choose FIU?
So I got my master's here at FIU, so I was very familiar with the program here. I had been hearing about it for a long time from other students and professors, and it was definitely something that I felt like was in line with my interests. As you're doing your research for internships, you'll see that a lot of internships have a different focus to them. So the one here at FIU is research, which is something that I'm personally interested in. So I felt like that was a good fit for me. Not only that, FIU's internship is really well known here in South Florida. Mm-hmm. So I felt like doing that internship here would connect me to a lot of people, and it would show kind of my credibility that maybe some of the other internship programs wouldn't have because it is so well known.
100% as well as networking. I believe if you're planning on staying in South Florida, it'd be great to meet professionals.
Exactly. Yeah. I was hoping to stay here in Miami, so it was a great fit for that too.
Awesome. And actually, a lot of us are going through the application process right now. What do you think were some of the things that made you stand out from the other applicants?
It's tough to say, you know, because mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what they liked about my application, what they didn't. But from my end, you know, I know that a lot of my peers were working really hard through school, right? Everybody's volunteering, everybody's, you know, getting involved. But I think just showing your passion for nutrition is really important, showing that you know how to work hard and that you have experience on your own, you know, that you've gone out in the field, found those opportunities, and you've put in the work.
Awesome. Let's all start taking notes then on what we're going to be doing. And also, right now we want to know a little bit about your daily routine as an intern. How did one rotation differ from the other, like when it comes to time commitment or the amount of homework that you got to do, the challenge level? Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Yeah, so the life of the intern is ever-changing. That's kind of the exciting thing about it is you don't get really a chance to get bored because your days are different every single day. Even within the same rotation, you may have one day where you have like an event going on and the next day, you know, you're in the hospital or what have you. So the typical day is not really typical, I guess you could say. It just depends on where you are and what you're doing, what projects you have going on, and you know, what you have going on for your assignments, all that kind of
thing. Right. Did you have one area where you had a lot more homework to do than others, or was a lot more challenging, like clinical or?
So in my food service rotation, I had a lot of time there to work on assignments. It was like a very independent rotation. They gave me a lot of opportunities to kind of work on my assignments in the rotation. versus my clinical rotation, where just the nature of it, I didn't have so much time to work on my assignments while I was there. So I had to take a lot of it home or stay mm-hmm. later. And then, you know, throughout the rest of the rotations, it was kind of the same thing. Like, you know, sometimes I had time to work on the assignments. Sometimes I had to work on them at home at nights and weekends. So it just depends. Yeah.
I see. And what is the most difficult part about being an intern then?
I think the most difficult part of being an intern is probably time management. Because you are essentially working a full-time job. It's at least 40 hours a week. On top of that, you have your assignments and then whatever your internship, your preceptor would like you to do while you're there. So it is a lot of balancing mm-hmm. and a lot of time management. But, you know, you just plan. You just stay organized, stay on top of everything. And it's definitely manageable. But, yeah, that was probably the most difficult thing.
It sounds very, very stressful. I'm stressed out already and I'm only in the beginning of the whole process. In those stressful moments, how do you keep yourself calm?
So you'll definitely have stressful moments. You'll have a lot of fun too. I want to say that. Like mm-hmm. it's not all bad. But in the stressful moments, just remember that, you know, you've worked really hard to get here and you're here for a reason. You know, I think we all have this kind of complex of like, I don't know anything. Like I get here and, you know, am I really prepared for this? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. But you do know what you're doing. You have come so far. You've worked really hard. And in those moments, just kind of remind yourself of that and rely on your skills and your knowledge. And remember that it's temporary, too. Whatever rotation you're in, it's maximum 8 weeks, right? So mm-hmm. if it's really stressful, you know that there's an end in sight.
Awesome. So I have another question for you. I know as an intern, you're like coming in, everyone's you're kind of below people. How did you handle those situations where you felt like you weren't being recognized?
So I will say, you know, as an intern, you really are an asset to wherever you're going, you know, wherever you are. So just remember that, you know, come in and have confidence, show that you're a hard worker and that you know what you're talking about, be nice to everybody, you know, work really hard. And then when those times come up where you do need to assert yourself, you'll be taken seriously. You know, there are going to be times where, you know, maybe your ideas won't be necessarily heard, but you know that you've put them forth and you've put, you know, you've supported them while you're in wherever you are, they're excited to have you usually, typically. So your skills and your knowledge are an asset. And yeah, so the best way to be taken seriously as an intern is to make a strong first impression, work really hard, and be confident in your skills and your knowledge. Remember, wherever you are, you're an asset to them. So just putting forth that you are confident and you know what you're talking about, it goes a long way. And they recognize when you're working hard and they can see that. So. Yeah, I mean, there'll be moments where your ideas may not be it's heard to the level that you would like them to. Mm-hmm. But as long as you're presenting yourself well, they'll most likely listen and be receptive.
Was there a moment where you were asked to apply a concept that you learned in school, but you kind of like forgot or you didn't learn in school? How did you handle that situation?
So I'm really glad that you're asking this question because I think that's kind of the biggest fear for interns, right? That they're going to be put on the spot and they don't know the answer. What are you going to do? But I kind of want to debunk that because there's very rarely times where you will go into a patient's room, say, and you have no background knowledge, right? Like you have time to prepare. You'll be introduced to the case before you get there. You have a little time to do the research, prepare for some possible questions, and then you go in ready. You know, there were times maybe in my community rotation where we did counseling where questions would come up that were like completely out of nowhere, like about a certain diet or a certain product that I wasn't familiar with. And in those times, I would just say, you know, I'm not familiar with that. I need to do a little bit more research and I'll get back to you. There's no harm in saying that. And that may even come up in the clinical setting too, in the hospital, where a question will come up and you don't immediately know the answer. That's fine. Let them know that. Say that you'll be back with an answer and then go research it, you know, maybe find some materials and come back with an answer.
That's awesome. So just staying on the topic of patients, did you ever have to handle any difficult patients? And if you did, how did you handle those situations?
Sure. Yes, 100%. There were difficult patients and there were also difficult family members, especially in pediatrics. You may encounter some upset family members, and that's normal, you know, and it's important to keep in mind in those situations that these people are having like the worst time of their lives, right? You know, they're sick or their family member is sick. So it's important to just show compassion, go there, you know, and offer your services. And if they're not receptive, that's okay. You know, just offer, say what you can, and offer to come back. You know, if it's not a good time, that may be. Just say, you know, you'll come back at another time, or you know, there are many ways to deal with a difficult patient, but it's more just in the moment how you can relate to them. So that's what's most important.
Yeah. So I want to ask you a personal question. How were you able to balance your personal life and the internship?
Yeah, it's difficult to do, but I think it's the most important thing to do during internship because it's a long time that you're in this internship, so you have to find a balance. For me, it was just working really, really hard during the week. You know, I had a couple late nights every now and then to just get the work done so that I could unwind on the weekend and spend time with family and, you know, go to yoga, whatever it was that I needed to do to find that balance. But yeah, I mean, it's going to look different for different people. And it depends on the rotation too. Some are going to be more challenging and some will require more work outside of the rotation or outside of the facility. And those times, you know, may be a little bit more stressful and maybe more difficult to balance. But it all eventually balances out and it's just up to you how you can do that.
Yeah, that's true. So I know you mentioned at the beginning of the interview that it's kind of like a full-time job and money is a concern for most of the students trying to do an internship. Do you believe that it's possible to do a part-time job while you're doing the internship?
I do. As long as it's not something that's too demanding. If it's a job that you can do that's very flexible, that doesn't take too much out of you, like mentally and emotionally, and doesn't take up too much of your time, then sure, you know, I had a part-time job that I did remotely online, so it allowed me to kind of like fit it in where I could, but that's a unique scenario. You know, we did have a couple classmates that were like teaching yoga or doing personal training, so if there's something like that that you can do that can kind of work around your internship schedule, then I would say go for it. But if it becomes too stressful, and it may, then I would kind of reel it back and see what other options there are.
All right, thank you so much for sharing that. We're in the beginning process of the internship, as you know. Most of us are currently like applying to the internship right now, and we realize that, you know, the professors are very helpful to us, mm-hmm. and they're one of our most important resources for the internship. So I had a question relating to that. Can you remember any advice that you heard from a professor that really helped you through this internship?
So I'm sure there were lots of things that our professors said that turned out to be the complete truth. And I know a lot of that, especially from my food service classes. Once I got there, I'm like, yes, it's exactly how it goes. But one thing that stands out to me is something that Dr. Rivera said in the medical nutrition therapy class, was that as an intern, you're there to learn. They're not necessarily there to teach you. So just absorb everything and, you know, you may also be learning what not to do, you know, because not everyone's a great teacher either. And in those scenarios, you may think to yourself like, okay, this is something that when I'm a dietitian, I may do a little bit differently.
Okay. You know, now that you have a lot more knowledge compared to us, we're in the beginning process. What would you tell yourself at the beginning of the internship with the knowledge that you have now?
I would tell myself that it's going to be okay, that you're going to make it, and that you know a lot more than you think you do.
Wow, that really makes us feel better. So with that topic, please share with us some tips that you wished you knew before going to this internship.
Yeah, just throughout the internship, I think it's most important to keep an open mind. You may have like some preconceived ideas about what the rotation is going to be like. You know, one of my rotations I thought I was going to hate, and I got there and I loved it. So just keep an open mind. You know, remember that these are opportunities for you to network. You never know who's going to be a connection for you later on when you're looking for a job. Stay organized and stay in constant communication with your preceptors. You have a lot of assignments to cover. The assignments take time and resources from your facilities and from your preceptors. So if you're in constant communication with what you need to get done, what they need for you to get done, it makes things run a lot smoother.
Okay. I see that, you know, as you're telling us that during the internship, we're going to be thrown into a lot of different environments, most likely new environments, and we're going to have to interact with new people. Basically, it's going to be very new experiences, and I see that you really liked some of the opportunities you had. So can you tell us what's the best part of being an intern here and what to look forward to?
So the best part of being an intern, I think, is what you just said, is that you are introduced to so many new opportunities. It's kind of this great chance to do like a trial run. You get to go experience all these different areas of nutrition. And it, you know, if you keep an open mind and you take in these experiences, you may find that you like something that you didn't think you did. Or, you know, you can learn something new and you decide like, okay, maybe that's not exactly what I want to do. So just that you get these little trial runs in each area of nutrition, I think, is the best part of being an intern. And you're an intern, so if you mess up, it's okay. You're learning.
Wow, that's really helpful. That really calms down my nerves. So we have our last question for the day. If there was one thing you could have done differently throughout the whole process, including the application process, what would it be and why?
You know, I really can't think of something that I would do differently, only because I feel like even my mistakes were like learning opportunities, you know, and there were definitely times where like I was not perfect as an intern, and you know, but I learned something from each one. So I don't think I would change anything. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for even, mm-hmm. you know, my mistakes, and definitely just, you're going to have them, just learn from them.
A personal question during the application, you know, that's very stressful. Like, looking back to your application, I'm assuming that was stressful too, because I know the FIU one is very competitive. What would, is there at least one thing you would change that now that you have all this knowledge before doing the application?
Yes, so I do remember that I wasn't clear on one of the forms that needed to be turned in, and I came here and I met with Dr. Nrioni, and I thought that I knew what I needed. And it turned out I still turned in the wrong thing. So my advice is to check, double check, triple check your application. Ask a friend to read it. Ask a professor to look over it. And just make sure you've covered all bases.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
As you probably noticed, today's group was a bit nervous and a little scared about the whole internship process. But after speaking with Amanda, they did feel a lot more secure and even empowered. Amanda made an excellent point that, as students, we have been preparing for this for at least 4 years. We know a lot more than we think we know. And yes, of course, there will be mistakes along the way, but mistakes will teach you a lesson as well. These 2 semesters of internship will be intense, but remember, this is your time to learn as much as you can, and to hopefully make some connections which will also help you in the future. So here are some take-home tips. During the application process, one way to stand out from other candidates is by showing that you have passion and hard work. Always make sure to double check all the information you are submitting in case there's anything wrong or missing. There is no typical day in this type of internship. What the day will be like will mostly depend on what rotation it is. Time management skills tend to be the most difficult part of being an intern, as it is basically a full-time job with assignments on top of that. Amanda believes that it is possible to work part-time while doing an internship only if it is flexible and not demanding. Juggling your personal life and the internship is difficult, but it's important to have a balance. A great way to achieve a balance is to work hard in the weekdays and unwind during the weekends. Something we need to remember from the beginning of the internship is that it is going to be okay. As we said, we know a lot more than we think we know. In stressful moments, we can keep ourselves calm by remembering that we worked hard to get there. always remember that you are an asset to whomever you are working for. Remember that first impressions are hard to erase, so make a good one by working hard and being confident. And don't worry too much about the what-ifs, such as, what if I don't know the answer? What if I'm not good enough? You will be introduced to the case before you even speak to your patient, so there will be time to do research about the topic and anticipate some common questions. And if everything fails, you can always get back to them later with an answer. Lastly, it is important to show compassion to the patients as they and their families are going through very hard times, and remember not to take everything too personal. In conclusion, to be a successful internee, we should learn to manage our time, be open-minded, and be ready to learn as much as we can. That is going to wrap things up for this week's podcast. As always, thank you to my fellow dietetic students for listening in today, and we will tune in with you next week. Until next time.